This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's one of the most popular and gentle forms of exercise amongst older Australians, and we're talking about yoga. But new research from the University of Sydney has found that a particular style may increase the risk of falls rather than prevent them. And the results have taken researchers by surprise, given yoga's reputation for improving strength, stability, and balance. To help us understand why, we're joined by Professor Anne Tiedemann from the University of Sydney's Institute for Musculoskeletal Health. And welcome to Drive.
Thanks very much, Warren.
These findings are really unexpected. Yoga is usually seen as something that reduces falls. Were you surprised by the result?
Yes, we were very surprised. So we did a pilot study a few years ago, a smaller study to test these sort of hypotheses. And in that study, we demonstrated an improvement in balance and strength in our participants. So we went on to do this larger trial with falls as the primary outcome, and we were super surprised when the intervention actually increased falls rather than decreased falls, which was what we expected to happen.
What is the type of yoga that you studied?
So the program we used was based on the Iyengar style of yoga, and that's focused on, we selected standing balance postures, but Iyengar is a little bit different in that it's not flowing movements, it's holding the positions and quite static balance postures. And we believe that this is probably partly explaining why we got these strange results. So our yoga form was not functional enough. There wasn't enough stepping and moving with the type of yoga that we selected, and that may explain why it didn't prevent falls, and we saw this increase in falls.
And I imagine, you know, we don't want to discourage older people from exercising. Other forms of yoga, are they much safer than the Iyengar form?
We were focusing on falls, so we don't know, because this is really the only large trial of yoga with falls as an outcome. So we don't know about other types of yoga. What I will say is that the participants loved this program. They actually felt like they had benefited. And what it seems has happened is that there's an indication that their balance confidence increased after doing the program. And possibly they've then felt like they can go out more and try new activities and hence had more opportunity to fall. And that's certainly what our data shows.
So is it almost like the yoga participant is feeling more confident of doing the pose in the yoga class and therefore once you get out of that, more likely to take greater risk outside?
Yep. Yes, and we did have a measure of, we got people to set goals at the beginning of the research, and we measured whether they achieved their goals or not in terms of mobility and activity sort of goals. And we also found that in the intervention group who did the yoga program, they were more likely to reach their goals. So that again confirms our suspicion that people felt like they'd had improvements, and so they went out and tried more activities and got more active in the other parts of their life. They didn't actually fall during the exercise, the yoga exercise program. It was more, you know, the other times during the day that they were doing other things.
So it's not so much the yoga that was dangerous, it's more the outside activities.
Well, the yoga, well, I mean, these people did undertake the yoga program, and that was the only difference between the groups, because we randomly allocated people to the yoga program or the relaxation yoga program. So we do think that the yoga program did have an effect and did was associated with this increased fall.
The study also mentioned that classes were moved online during COVID. How much do you think that shift from in-person to online instruction affected the outcomes?
Yes, we think that's another factor that's important. So like you said, we had to move online. They were live classes delivered via Zoom. But, you know, in that respect, the teacher's not in the room with the participant. They're not able to correct the poses. They're not able to push the participants harder to really challenge their balance. And we believe this could also have had an impact on the results. We know that exercise that challenges balance is effective in preventing falls. So we have a lot of research evidence from over 100 trials of exercise that shows this. But we do know that it needs to be specific types of exercise that's challenging to balance and also that has a functional component. And what I mean by that is it's the idea of specificity of training. We train the activities that we want to get better at. And so in the falls area, we train people to do functional activities like walking up and down stairs, safely standing up from a seated position, stepping over obstacles, all of those times where people might fall if their physiology isn't strong enough. Mm. And so we try to train those activities. And so, yeah, it makes sense that if we've got a yoga type where it's more standing in one position and holding a position, you're not getting those functional activities and you're not training those specific activities.
If you've just joined us, we're talking about some new research from the University of Sydney showing that a popular form of yoga, Iyengar yoga, actually increased falls amongst older Australians. And I'm just wondering, even though falls increased, and you mentioned that participants still reported some benefits like strength, confidence, being able, you know, to get up from the floor more easily, how do we balance, I suppose, those positives against the risks with someone who does want to do yoga?
Yeah. So I think the answer is that yoga has benefits for other outcomes. You know, people felt like they coped with stress more, and this was at the time of COVID lockdown, so that was important. But we would recommend that older people undertake specific balance and mobility activities that are relevant for preventing falls. Like I've just said, like functional training is really important. And also, if we think about why people fall as they get older, it's not just about the physiology. So it's not just about your balance and strength. It's also your attention. It's also about the task that you're undertaking at the time when you fall. It's about how distracted you are, and it's the environment. So the location that you're moving about in. So that's a lot of different factors that can change at any one time. So, you know, leg strength and balance is important, but it's also important to have good vision. It's important to look where you're going, take care, not be too distracted. Those other things are important as well. So your behaviours are important and the location, so safe shoes, but also, you know, whether there's trip hazards or poor lighting in your home, all of those factors are implicated in whether a fall happens or not.
And I mean, I, you know, I'm quite fit and able, and, you know, I even struggled. Yep. I was getting some shopping out of the boot of my car the other day, and there were some pebbles on the ground, and I was just lifting a shopping bag out of the car, and I tripped on one of these pedals and fell over and grazed my knee. And I thought it could be so easy for someone to do. You don't expect it. And I thought, of all people, I'm the last person that's going to fall over.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you don't think about it until it actually happens. You don't think you're at risk. Mm. But certainly as we get older, all of our abilities decline with age. But there are things we can do to reduce that risk. So as I've said, it's balance and strength training, but it's also having your cataracts removed, wearing safe shoes, checking your medications. So some medications can make us at greater risk of falling. So talking to your GP about your medications, all of these things are important.
In terms of that, I suppose that functional and that strength training outside the yoga room, where's a good place for an older person to start to find out some information on that? Would it be more like a council run gym or something like that?
That could be it. You could talk to a health professional, like an exercise physiologist or a physiotherapist. So they have the skills to be able to talk to people about this. There's websites such as the Safe Exercise at Home website. This was developed by physiotherapy experts in Australia. So it has a lot of good evidence-based information and videos about how to do this type of exercise training. And there's other programs such as some Tai Chi programs. There's something called the Otago exercise program, and there's the Stepping On program. These are all validated, well-researched programs that have been shown to prevent falls.
And great to chat with you. Important conversation. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. That was Professor Anne Tiedemann from the University of Sydney's Institute for Musculoskeletal Health.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.